Okay, it's Sunday night. We're going to start about Tfilas HaDerech. What's interesting about Sinan Kuf Yud is, you know, we think of Tfilas HaDerech as Tfilas HaDerech. It has nothing to do with anything. But if you look at the siman that the Mechaber put it in, so he talks about Havineinu as a form of davening, and then he talks about Tfilah Ketzara of Siv Gimel, Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, which is also a form of davening, and then he talks about Tfilas HaDerech. So, not to say that Tfilas HaDerech is, in some conceptual sense, it's a davening. It's not a bracha. It's not a bracha. It's a tefillah. It's a machayev of davening. I guess that's the words I'm looking for. It's a machayev, but it's a specific machayev of davening. Just like you have to daven every day, and this siman deals with different forms of tefillah. Tefillah Savineinu is a form of tefillah. So tefillah Saderech, it's like there's a machayev of tefillah. Just like every day there's a machayev. It's just like every day there's a machayev of davening three times a day. So when you go Bederech, there's also a Machayev of Tefillah. And if you Bederech in this way, you daven Havineinu. If you Bederech in this way, you daven Tefillah Katsara. And if you stand Bederech and you've davened already, so you say Tefillah Saderech. That's all. It's conceptually Tefillah. A davening of the day, like davening Shachos, Mincha Mayer, Tefillah Saderech. It's not like you heard thunder, you make a bracha over thunder. So you're traveling, you make a bracha over traveling. It's a mechayev of tefillah. That's all. The Rambam ground the holds that the Gemara. Okay, the Rambam has his own sheet. The Rambam doesn't really talk about tefillah sederech explicitly, only implicitly. But that's already a matter for pulpulim. Siv dalet, hayotze lederech. Sivze Myra Filuachashik Varis Polish Monastery, the Mishnah Berurah says. Like, we're really talking about the same thing we've been talking about till now. Except this Siv is even after Yadavin Shmonasri. It fits in with what we just said. So Yaspal Yosmul Fanach Hashem Lokena Velokevel Sinu Shutulichenu Lishalom Vachulu. It's the Vachulu that kills everybody. Everybody knows still there. It's the Bechulu that's the killer. Okay. L'shalom. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Hanifta mechaveru al yomo lo lech b'shalom. In case you're talking Hebrew, you should not say lech b'shalom, elo lech l'shalom. B'shalom is portends not good things, the Gemara in Bracha says. We just had it in the Nachshir. That he told Avner lech b'shalom. B'shalom means you're finished. It's over. Wrap up. L'shalom is ongoing. So it's like a siman ra if you end up saying lech b'shalom. Ukshaniftar min ames yomer b'shalom v'lo l'shalom, for exactly the same reason. V'atayim mayin soy brachos be'en Yaakov v'hakosev. So now we know what that means. Okay. Ulamar shah. And basically they say what I just said. That's the basic theme. The Tzorach L'Oimra V'Loshin Rabin. That's a famous Gemara. I think it's famous. Where even though you're the guy traveling, but Abaye says, L'Oilam Lishtof Inish Nafshei Bahadei Tzibura. Don't daven for yourself. This is why when we daven for Cholim, we always say, B'Toich Shor Kol Chayla Yisrael. Or B'Toich Shor Chayla Yisrael. You don't daven for an individual. It's always safer and more mukubal and more merutza. I would even go a little further. You'd say when you daven and you talk about the rabbim also, so you're showing that you're not just asking a selfish request because you want something. You're saying yiratzel mufanecha, which means may it be the will of Hashem. So this cholah, that cholah, what's the difference? Hashem wants all the cholah to be good. To be Nisrape, so to speak. Or we want it to be his will that they be Nisrape. Why should my Chola be different than the other Chola? So by being Lishto Vinish Bahadi Tzibura, you're also showing that you're not just making a selfish request. So here, the Pshat here it's a chiddush here because you're the only guy traveling. But there's certainly someone traveling somewhere else in the world. So you're davening for him also. That's the Lashon Rabbim.
So with this brachas that are written by Lashon Yachid, for instance, the Hiratzin for Echola that's written in the
but you end up saying B'sar Shor Chayli Yisrael.
Okay, that's true.
So here they were misaking it this way, to say B'Lashon Rabbim, to bring out this idea.
The whole thing.
Yeah. The tzorich
for parnasa.
What?
Bracha for parnasa is written by Lashon Yachid.
Yeah, Koleinu.
Yeah.
We say Baruch Aleinu. We're already we're saying Baruch Aleinu. Maybe there also it would be good, just like we say B'toch Shor Chayli Yisrael. Maybe indeed, Abaye is not saying an obligatory thing. He's saying it's an Eitzah Tova. La'olam lishtaf inish. Nafshei b'hadei tzibura means it's a good idea to do. So when Chazal was talking about bracha, they incorporated the good idea. If you're davening a personal tefillah, you could take Abaye's words as an exhortation to indeed do it, to include all the tzorchei, all the needy of Klal Yisrael. That's what he's saying. That whenever you, when you daven for yourself, you say you daven for a shidduch for someone, you should say, but the equivalent of the Toich Sha'ar Chayla Yisrael and the Chanan. That's what Abaye is saying. You should do that. Okay. But the Yevid Yotza Filo Mamar Kala Nusach Bulosh and Yochid. Okay. La Oimra Bulosh and Rabim. The Mishnah Berurah says, if Kotin Yates, Pirish Kala Nusach Shal Tfilos Aderech, Shemitoich Tach Tfilosay Nishma'as Yoser. So either because HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the needs of a tzibur, so to speak, quicker than to a needs of a yachid. And what we just said, that it's not just a selfish request, so that would be another way of understanding that. U'b'shem sefer hakone kosvu demilas usneini lechein yoima b'losh and yachid. This is Kabbalistic, because you're going on to say be'enei chol roenu, which is back to plural. So, like, it really makes very... So you could say this, that's already very, very individualized. So that's why we say B'losh and Yachid. But then you go on to say B'nei Chol Ro'enu. So it's like really, really weird. It doesn't even fit the you know, you're changing persons from singular to plural. But it's up to Kabbalah, and we don't ask questions on Kabbalah. Okay. B'loshen Rabbim, the Dafka Batfila Kvul Rabbim. This really addresses what Aryeh said. This is when Chazal, when Chazal were Mesakin at Tfila, they made sure it was in the plural. Avol Ksha'odim Roitzel Avaka Chazim Bakosha Bat Asmu, but if a person has a personal request to ask Makodesh Baruch Hu, ain't Tzorich Lehispala B'loshen Rabbim. I still maintain that ain't Tzorich. But it's a good idea, and that was Abaye's intention. And we all know that by cholim, which is the most common private tefillah that we make, perhaps we do say b'sach shor chayli Yisrael. So, v'yasuk b'torah b'derech. That's a good thing to do. Ukvar omru. It means if you're not while you're driving. Ukvar. It means if you're sitting in a train or in a wagon. Or you're, וכבר אמרו המלך בדרך ומפן הליבה לבטול המסחי בנפשו. They didn't have cell phones, so it was dead time, so you might as well spend it learning. Now we have cell phones, you're never malach bederech, you're always in the office. And this day of Palm Pilots, inexcusable. Put it on your palm or iPod, whatever. What do people put? They put the whole davening in some Palm Pilot. Put it on your palm. Look, I can't imagine any part of the bracha that's ma'akev. If you know enough, shetolcheinu l'shalom v'sad tzidenu l'shalom v'sad tzidenu l'shalom, you know. You don't have to know all the verbs.
Right, if you skip something like that...
I would imagine... It's hard for me to imagine you're not Yotzi. Maybe the chasimi yet have... Zineinu l'cheinu l'chesu l'achmim b'necha v'einu cholgoenu. Yeah, they have it.
it's a different kirsah. That's why.
That's probably a Sephardic. That's for the plane traveler, right?
No, they have both. They have two.
Well, there's
they
a special one.
Big fix
for some reason, this became acceptable. The Ramban authored a special. This tefillah for the plane traveler is basically a I don't know if it's not a clone, but it's copied in good part from the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a special tefillah for people on a ship. In other words, besides the regular tefillah sederech, he wrote a special nusach for people on the sea. And I think they took that nusach and they parlayed it to fit an airplane. But the Ramban, you could probably find, you can find it in some Siddurim, the Ramban's tefillah to a person that's on a ship and on a sea journey. What?
It's okay to say that?
I mean, if you're in a plane.
No, that's a separate.
No, I don't know. The words there talk about being in the sea, mamish churning, and you don't want to say that on a plane.
With those things on the bottom.
For Omra, Malach, Avalob, Yayim, Bahalocha, Duma Osi, Litrude. Don't do anything that needs Ian. Learn Bakias. Because of Morgan Avram, if you're sitting in the Bagola, Vishacha, Manik, Bususum, Shari, Afilu, Ian. So I don't know who is he talking about till now? The guy driving the horses? I don't know, boy. I wouldn't hire him. Maybe that's what he means. You should. It's a good thing to, you know, you chazam mishnayos bal peh, so you just knock it off like Ashrei. But if you once you're ma'ayin, so you'll taka and you're driving, it's dangerous. Oid mashma begemora de mahalach baderech tzorch laharavat zvon miyat. Eitz atova, you should be a little hungry. Ki asviya kosha ozlam ayayim. It's bad, it's for the stomach to travel when you're full. So whether it's talking about Dafka, their modes of traveling, which were very, you know, you had to work hard to travel. You didn't sit back in an air-conditioned car or whatever. You know, our traveling is come out not traveling. You don't feel like you're going anywhere. You walk in, it's like walking into an elevator and walking out. The hardest time we have by traveling is the security checks in the airport. So I don't know if this would apply. But it's Eitz HaTayva anyway. It's always a good idea to be a little hungry. As Rav Abba Berman, Maharsha Shiva, always used to tell us, the person learns best when he's a little cold and a little hungry. He always said it after we complained in the winter that there was no steam in the yeshiva and that they weren't serving enough food. No, they always served enough food. There was always tons of food in yeshiva. But he always said, you learn best when you're a little hungry and a little cold. Okay, so that's what we're learning here too. The Zohar Kolodim Shiel like Pas. To us, you know, we're living with such opulence, with such. So that we look at this, it sounds funny. You're going on a trip, but you know, you never know. You get a flat tire and you can be stuck without food. Just take food along with you. I feel the Holech Vomokum Korov. Vomokum the Shchiach Pas. Kikamon Pomim Shiyikra Mikros Vachmona Litzlam Baderech. Do we do this? I don't know. You take along food. We take along food, but we end up eating it up on the trip. We don't save it for when we get lost or have the flat tire. You could end up with a flat tire, you know, and there's no phone cell reception. They just had in America, there was this area in the Appalachian Mountains where there was no phone reception. People starved to death. They got stuck. It's like a whole tumult that they should make phone reception there, they should build towers. People starve to death. Nowadays, we're talking like modern day society. People starved to death, they were stuck with their cars and there was no reception there. It was around 2 months ago, it was a big ASIC. So that's what, you listen to Chazal, you have provisions with you. See, I make sure to leave my talis and tefillin in Yerushalayim. So I know I have to get out of here and go there. I can't stay overnight, even if I wanted to. But Chazal say you should take your talis. My father, Oliver Shalom, really, he did this. Like, even if he took a shtickle short trip, he always took his talis and tefillin with him.
But do you go from one Jewish community to another Jewish community?
I don't know.
He says over here.
These are eitzes. I think it's from the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They're not hard from the Chayyodom. They're not hard and fierce halachas.
What's he going to deal with that? Some cannot sponsor
with their. Bilul Asilim, B'dayt the Lachs or Hayom, Penyikre, is a mikra, V'yus Batzul, Mimitzvah, V'tun Arab, M'yesh, Over Yidvachim, Shein Loikhin, Imam, Matfilot, Tfilin, and they assume they'll borrow from someone else. And they'll miss one kriyashma, it won't fit, they don't know how to make the knot. And they. Okay. Nowadays it's. I don't know. Again, you have to. To us it sounds very funny, and it's like a not so, you know, we can hop into a cab, you know. We don't do this. Those circumstances are different. I never heard of anyone doing it. Should you? You're not mechuyev to. Shall I say you're not mechuyev to? Yeah. It's an eitzah from the Chayei Adam. You have to know if it fits. My father, Olam Shalom, did it. Because he grew up in Europe. And in Europe, you took a trip. You didn't know. You know, you could very easily get stuck somewhere. And no telephone. There's no AAA service. There's no cab that you just call on your cell phone. Like, now, you know, where am I going to get stuck already? I'll call up, a cab will come. For a couple of shekel, I'm back in business. Like, but then every once in a while, you read a story where someone was good and stuck. So, I don't know what to say. You buy these special backpacks for towels and tefillin. They're real cute. Make sure you buy the waterproof kind. There's the real one, there's the original, and there's a lot of knockoffs. Make sure you buy the original one. I'm not sure what's the name of the original one. I just know there's an original, and then there's a knockoffs. So be careful.
The show should start giving it for Christmas.
If you go to a demonstration in Israel, you certainly should take your towels and fill them if you end up in jail.
The thing is,
they said that was part of the package. Was when you go to a demonstration in Israel, you got to take your towels and fill it with you. You can end up in jail. But they took it away from you. No,
get it back.
Strauss speaks out against offices.
What?
He speaks out against them. He says, "Don't let them all breathe."
Oh yeah.
He says, "We're so pressed."
Are you talking about the waterproof things? Okay. So say it, B'loshim Rabbim. Okay. V'yim Efshar, if it's possible. K'gon she'hechavrusa mamtenis, ha'shayora mamtenis. I don't know. If they'll stop you should theoretically say it standing up, like Shmona Esrei. You should theoretically say Tfilas Haderech standing and not walking and not sitting. V'yim Efshar yamud miledech k'sheyom reno. Don't be a wise guy. Don't be frum and pull over to the side of the highway. This is your rov paskening. Don't pull over to the side of the highway to say tefillas haderech. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Beis certainly applies that imikuv amidoso yatrido with the cars whizzing by and mutaloy mebahalecha b'miyushal. Don't go to the shoulder. Don't. You're not going to have Yeshiva Das anyway. I'm applying Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Beis that if your Ikuv HaDerech, if the way you set yourself up will be matrid you, then don't do it. And I call going to over to the shoulder a Hatrada. Okay. If it's not a Hatrada, if you don't listen to me.
About the Yotze with someone else?
What's the point? But that so the other person has to say it.
Right. Meaning you drive.
No, we're talking about stopping and getting out and standing. Theoretically, you're right, there's different dargas. You could stop the car as good. The theoretical ideal is to say it like Shmona Esrei, standing up, not walking. That's a theoretical ideal.
I'm not saying it in Shmona Esrei,
that I once mentioned when there's a suffix. When you're not so sure, you should be saying Tzidus HaDerech, so the poskim of Miyaitz to say it in the Shema Kolenu Bracha of the Shmona Esrei preceding you're going. We're going to be learning more about that and how to apply the rules of Tzidus HaDerech to modern day highways and the like.
So if you're on a bus, should the bus pull over to the side? But not getting off.
I would apply Chav Beis.
Just to stop on the side of the road in the bus. Is cheer down there?
There are people on schedule.
If you mark the trip by 60 seconds. Not even.
But that was the case in the Mishnah Berurah's case also. It was also the same 60 seconds.
If it's a tirda.
If it's not a tirda, there's two things. The equal of Haderach is a tirda, and then I said the cars whizzing by is a tirda. So if you don't have either, and you can do it in the Chalami. It's definitely preferable to stop and say it. It's even preferable to stand up and say it.
You can stand up and say it without getting out.
Some poskim say that you should do that. That if you're on a bus, you should stand up and say it. Yes, some poskim say it. Others say that it's like on a plane, it's shaky, it's this, it's anyway, it's matrid, and you don't have to do it. So the bottom line is, it's indeed somewhat preferable to do. The common custom is not to do it, and you don't have to do it.
You could be yotze with someone that's standing.
If you're on a bus, you're yotze the ideal. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta be late.